Meet Mary Phelps.
Hello.
Attorney at law.
I'll have to get back to you. Can I call you back in just a little while? Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's constantly on the phone, but keeps all ringers in the office silenced. She says before she decided to silence the phones, the ringing would constantly interrupt and distract the clients visiting her office. Hundreds of files pile up around and on top of Phelps' desk.
How do you move around in this office?
It's very difficult.
The 68-year-old navigates the tiny pathways she's created trying to reach her computer. Phelps moves slowly because she's recovering from cancer treatment.
You know, I notice in the office I do pretty well for 4 hours, but not more.
Mary Phelps runs two practices. The first one is her day job, if you will. It's the one that pays the bills. She specializes in Social Security cases. In her other practice, she takes care of divorces, parental rights, and writes wills. She does all that for free. That's because Phelps' clients are on death row. Rodolfo Medrano is one of those clients. The slender 33-year-old with black-rimmed glasses totally looks like the computer tech he used to be, even in a prison-issue white jumpsuit. He stands in a cage-like cube with metal bars on one side and a glass wall on the other. We see each other through the glass and talk through a phone. In order to record our conversation, a guard hands him my tape recorder.
This will be live. Push down that tray slot.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
Medrano has a rather unique case. He was sentenced to death for his role in the 2003 murders of six men in Hidalgo County. Medrano did not pull the trigger, and prosecutors agree he wasn't even present when the murders took place. But a jury still found him at least partially responsible. Right now, though, we're not talking about the complexities of his case. Medrano tells me how the strain of his death sentence ended his marriage. His ex-wife and 11-year-old son live in Hidalgo County, about a 5-hour drive from Austin. Medrano says Phelps took care of his divorce, but more importantly, was able to negotiate on his behalf for a joint custody agreement.
Actually, that was an amazing story because there was a hurricane at that time.
At her office in Austin, Mary Phelps remembers that day vividly.
The roads were covered in debris. Electric lights were out along the way. It was really a mess.
And I was praying that she wouldn't go.
And so my son went with me to help drive. And so we were driving. It was kind of like that show about the tornadoes where, you know, you're going this way and that way down the road. And they didn't think I would make it.
But she did. And now Medrano's son, Dominic, is able to spend some time with his father 3 or 4 times a year.
Before I met Mary, I had kind of decided, well, with some of the stuff that's been done in my case, I see no hope. But I thank God that he's helped me through it, and knowing that my son wants to see me and can see me keeps me fighting.
The older markers are crosses. The more recent ones, as you can see, are...
During a visit to the Huntsville Cemetery, where indigent death row inmates are buried, I ask Phelps, why does she do this? Why does she spend her time and money tying up loose ends for men on death row, especially now as she battles cancer? She responds with a question.
What would you do if it was your child?
But these men are not Phelps' children. Then why think of them like that? It took another visit to her office to get an answer.
I met David Martinez when he was 8 years old.
That was in 1980.
I was doing some psychiatric social work and home visits. And he lived in very horrible circumstances with a neglectful and abusive mother.
She tried desperately to help David, but after a while, his family moved out of state. Phelps lost track of him, but she kept his file. Years later, she got a phone call that changed her life.
I got a call from an attorney who asked me if I knew David Martinez and requested that I be a witness in his trial.
Martinez was sentenced to death for murdering his girlfriend and her son. But despite the crime, Phelps says she could only see Martinez as a little boy. That abused and neglected 8-year-old she so desperately tried to help years before. And she couldn't help but feel a bit guilty about the way Martinez's life turned out.
And so I visited David then every month for 8 years. every Christmas, every birthday.
Martinez was executed in 2009.
And his last message to me was, tell my mom I love her. Tell her that she did everything she could do and not to blame herself. And tell her to remember I'm free.
After David Martinez's execution, Phelps decided to keep up with her monthly visits to death row, but now as a civil attorney, available to any inmate who needs her. Last summer, when she was diagnosed with cancer, Phelps took a break. She had surgery and underwent chemo and radiation treatments. These days, she's getting stronger.
And now I've got eyebrows and eyelashes, and my hair's coming back.
During my last visit, she showed me the new hair growing under her carefully styled wig. She also told me her doctor has okayed her to go back to death row in Livingston, something she hopes to do in May. Joy Diaz, KUT News.